Cassette 1, Side 2. Unit 4. Tape Script 28.
Thomas Hart?
Hi, Thomas. This is Martin.
Martin, welcome back. How was your course?
Really good. I called yesterday evening, but there was no answer. Were you all out?
Actually, yes. I was in a restaurant with a client. I wasn't home until midnight.
Was Angela with you?
No, she was at a friend's house, I think. The children were at the cinema with friends.
Right. Well, are you free now? Can I come and see you?
Yes, of course.
Tape Script 29. 1.
Where were you? I called, but there was no answer on this number.
I was in Paris from Thursday to Saturday.
Were you?
2.
There were three of us at the conference.
Was Christian there?
Yes, he was.
3.
How was the conference?
It was interesting, but by 8 we were all very tired.
I'm sure you were.
Tape Script 30. Example.
Did you enjoy the course?
Yes, I did. It was really interesting.
1.
Did you improve your English?
Yes, I did. And I improved my Spanish too.
2.
Did you attend any Spanish classes?
Yes, I did to start with. I attended classes for 2 weeks. After that, I learned Spanish from my friends.
3.
Did you do any sport?
No, I didn't do any sport, but I started to learn the tango.
4.
Really? Did you live on the university campus?
No, I didn't. I lived in a flat in the city.
5.
And did you like the city?
Yes, I did. I really liked the people.
6.
And did you pass all your exams?
No. I failed my statistics exam the first time, but I passed it the second time.
Tape Script 31.
Excuse me. Are you Yuji Ishiguro?
Yes, that's right. You must be Paco Reverte. Thanks for coming.
No problem. Is this your first visit here?
Yes, it is.
What time did you arrive?
About midnight. My plane was late.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Did you sleep well?
Yes, thanks, I did. What time is our meeting?
At 10. Shall we go? We can have a coffee in the city center.
That would be nice. Do we get to the center by car or on foot?
By car. I parked just outside the hotel. This way.
Tape Script 32. 1.
Do you smoke?
2.
Did you have a good journey?
3.
How's the hotel?
4.
Would you like a coffee?
5.
Here you are.
6.
Thank you for coming.
7.
I'm afraid that a lot of people are away today.
8.
Would you like a quick tour?
9.
Is this your first visit?
10.
We are very happy with your company's work.
Tape Script 33.
Hi, Piera, this is Charles. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
When did you get back from Washington?
I got home on Sunday morning.
How was the meeting at Citibank?
Oh, it was very long. We didn't finish until 6. But it was a good meeting.
Did you go out in the evening?
Yes, I went out on Thursday evening to the theatre.
Where did you stay?
I stayed at the Madison.
Did you go shopping?
Yes, I bought some perfume and some shoes.
What did you do yesterday?
Oh, I was at the office. In the afternoon, I wrote my report, and in the evening, I answered my email.
Tape script 34. 1.
Hello, William. Could I introduce you to Isaac Cady from Washington? This is William Bernstein. He's an accountant.
Nice to meet you, Isaac. Do you know Mariana Tardelli? She's our marketing director.
How do you do?
How do you do?
2.
Hello, Carla. Meet Isaac Cady. This is Carla Dendena. Carla's in charge of human resources.
Nice to meet you, Carla. Are you busy at the moment?
Very.
3.
Isaac, I'd like you to meet Gianni Baresi, our company lawyer, and Daniel Jones, our sales director, who I think you met last year.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you again.
Oh, and this is Erica Chang. She's Daniel's personal assistant.
How do you do?
4.
Can I introduce you to Frank Jensch? Frank here is our head of research.
A very important job. Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you. Come and see my laboratory if you have time.
Thank you. I'd like to.
Tape script 35A. 1.
Thank you very much. I would like to talk about the research department. As you know, there are 4 scientists in the department, plus 10 technicians. Our main activity is software research. We have a well-equipped laboratory and 4 offices. We are not in the main building. We work a lot with computer companies in the USA, so we spend a lot of our budget on travel.
2.
I am in charge of the purchasing department. There are 5 managers in the team and 7 administrative staff. We are responsible for all purchases, raw material, components, and other supplies. We travel a lot to China, the Philippines, and Korea. We have a large open-plan office on the 2nd floor and 2 more offices on the top floor. We use fax and email a lot.
3.
My department is the Human Resources Department. We are on the 1st floor of the main building. We are responsible for recruitment and training. As you know, we spend a lot of our budget on computer and language training. There are 6 of us in the department, plus the director.
4.
Hello. I am the head of the communications department. It's very small. There are 3 of us in 1 large open-plan office on the ground floor. We are in charge of internal and external communications and public relations. Our main projects are the company newsletter, which we produce 4 times a year, and we are also responsible for the publication of the annual report.
Tape script 35B. 1.
We work a lot with computer companies in the USA, so we spend a lot of our budget on travel.
2.
We are responsible for all purchases, raw material, components, and other supplies.
3.
There are 6 of us in the department, plus the director.
4.
We are in charge of internal and external communications and public relations.
Unit 5. Tape script 36.
Which company are you with, Alicia?
I work for Repsol YPF.
So you're in the oil business?
Yes, that's right. Oil and petrol are our main products. But the company also manufactures and distributes gas, petrochemicals, and electricity.
And what job do you do at Repsol?
I work in the training department. I train new employees. We're investing a lot of money in training at the moment.
Is the company expanding very quickly then?
Yes, it is. Repsol YPF is developing its activity in Latin America. And in Spain, we're building a big technology center for all our research and development work.
Really? Where in Latin America does Repsol operate then?
Well, mostly in Argentina. Recently, Repsol bought the Argentinian company YPF, and the company has a new South American headquarters in Buenos Aires.
Sounds exciting. And what are you working on at the moment?
Well, we're organizing specialized training programs because the company is introducing a lot of new technology and computer tools.
I see.
Tape script 37.
So, what company are you with?
I work for a company called ATC.
And what does ATC do?
We sell perfumes and beauty products.
And where do you work?
In our head office, in the center of Stockholm.
So where are you traveling today?
I'm flying to Brussels.
Oh, really? My mother comes from Belgium, so I know the country well.
Really? Please excuse me, I have to go. My flight's at 2 o'clock.
Tape script 38.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am here to tell you how the internet can help you to do business in the Asia-Pacific region. Let's have a look at this first slide. Can everybody see?
Yes.
Good. This table shows the number of internet users in different parts of the world. On the third line, you have the figures for Asia-Pacific. Notice that the number of internet users is rising rapidly, an increase of 878%. Yes, 878 in the 5-year period. What does that mean for e-commerce in Asia Pacific? The column on the right shows the estimated revenue for e-commerce in 2002. For Asia Pacific, the figure is $34.5 billion. Not bad when you compare with Western Europe at $55.5 billion and Japan at $26 billion. Let's look at my next slide. This pie chart compares the number of internet users in 1997 and 2001. These figures are only for Asia Pacific. I'd like to draw your attention to the white and green segments. Can everybody see?
Yep.
These show the percentage of internet users in the region. In 1997, only 19% of the population had an internet connection. For 2001, the figure is 35%. That's 28% in the highly developed countries. Australia, Hong Kong, and so on, and 7% in the developing countries like Malaysia and Thailand. So, as you can see, consumption is increasing dramatically in all Asia-Pacific countries. There is a big market in Asia-Pacific, ladies and gentlemen, and it's waiting for you.
Tape script 39.
Recruitment. Diagram. Percentage. India. Japan. Column. Figures. Compare. Remain. Consumer. Period. Segment.
Tape script 40. 1.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Turner. Which floor?
The third, please.
And how are you?
Very well, thank you, Mr. Trenton. And you?
Very well, too. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's nice to see the sun.
Yes, it is. Particularly in January. And how's your new job?
Fine, thank you. I'm enjoying it a lot.
I'm pleased to hear that. Ah, I think this is my floor.
Goodbye, Mr. Trenton. Have a nice day.
Yes. You too.
Two.
Hello, Brigitte.
Igor! What a surprise! Great to see you again. How are you?
Not so bad.
And are you still working for MVC?
Yes, for the moment.
And how are things?
Well, not very good, I'm afraid. Business is very slow. There's a lot of competition these days.
Sorry to hear that, Igor. These seem to be difficult times for everyone. Mm. But how's the family?
Fine, thanks. Oleg is starting university this year.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is he 18 already?
Yes, he is.
Oh, that's incredible. So, what are you doing here at SEMA?
Well, I'm looking for a new job. And I think SEMA wants to offer me one. I'm going to see the head of IT this morning.
Are you? Mm. Well, that's great news, Igor. I'm really happy to hear that.
I think this is my floor.
Well, very good luck for today, Igor.
Thanks, Brigitte.
TapeScript 41.
Danuta, hi. Welcome back. Did you have a good trip?
Yes, thanks, I did. It was great.
So, what was New York like?
Oh, very noisy. But it's an exciting city to visit.
Yes, everybody says that. What was your hotel like?
Well, my room was quite small, but the hotel itself was very clean and really convenient. Only 2 minutes' walk from the conference center.
How was the conference?
Oh, I loved it. People were really friendly, and I made 2 or 3 very useful contacts. I'll tell you about them later.
And what were the presentations like?
Well, actually, the talks that I went to were a little boring. I fell asleep in one of them.
You didn't?
Yes, I did. But that was the only negative thing. Generally, it was a fantastic visit. I would love to go again.
No, next time I want to go. You can stay here.
Unit 6. TapeScript 42.
So, we are nearly ready.
Right. Let's just check the program.
Who's the guest speaker for the welcome dinner?
Elizabeth Cortez.
How do you spell that?
C-O-R-T-E-S.
When is she arriving?
She's flying in from Boston on Wednesday morning. Miguel is meeting her at the airport at midday.
Where is she staying?
At the Ramada. She's leaving on Thursday. She and her husband are only staying one night.
What about Professor Lingwood? What time is she speaking on Thursday?
She's starting at 2:30.
What is she talking about?
TERN, Trans-European Road Networks. It'll be very interesting.
What about Professor Denier?
He's not coming this year. He's too busy.
TapeScript 43A.
Is that Jaime? Hello, Jaime. This is Tim Railton. Are you going to the conference? When are you going? How long are you staying? Where are you staying? I'm staying at the Ramada. Are you speaking at the conference? What are you speaking about? That's interesting. Are you going to the cocktail party? What are you doing on Thursday evening?
TapeScript 43B.
Is that Jaime?
Speaking.
Hello, Jaime. This is Tim Railton. Are you going to the conference?
Yes, I am.
When are you going?
I'm going on the 26th of July.
How long are you staying?
4 nights. I'm leaving on Saturday.
Where are you staying?
At the Sheraton.
I'm staying at the Ramada. Are you speaking at the conference?
Yes, on Friday morning.
What are you speaking about?
Underground train systems.
That's interesting. Are you going to the cocktail party?
No, I'm not free.
What are you doing on Thursday evening?
I'm meeting Thérèse Blanc.
Tape script 44A.
60th. 12th. 18th. 3rd. 20th. 31st. 13th. 15th.
Tape script 44B. 1.
May is the 5th month of the year.
2.
12.5% is 1/8.
3.
The last day of April is the 30th.
4.
The person who finishes first gets a gold medal.
5.
October to December is the 4th quarter of the year.
Tape script 45. 1.
The film Titanic, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, last night won 10 Oscars. The film is based on the true story of the ship which sank on April the 15th, 1912.
2.
So, how did you see in the millennium? Can you remember?
Of course I can. We were up in the mountains in Switzerland drinking champagne. Mm. We had a great time. What did you do?
3.
Here is the news. It is 8 o'clock on June the 2nd, 1953. The first two men to climb Mount Everest arrived at the summit yesterday. Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tensing sent a radio message today to confirm their achievement.
4.
Many countries have a 1 minute silence at 11 o'clock on the 11th day of the 11th month to celebrate the end of the First World War.
5.
This is the news on WKLG. Amelia Earhart today became the first woman to fly the Atlantic solo. This day, the 21st of May, 1932, will become famous in the history of flight.
6.
There is a full moon over Paris. It is July the 12th, 1998, and President Chirac hands the World Cup to Didier Deschamps. France are world champions of football.
Tape script 46. 1.
HK Oil and Gas, how can I help you?
Could I speak to Diana Wong, please?
I'm sorry, sir, but the line is busy. Would you like to hold?
Yes, please.
HK Oil and Gas, hold the line, please. We're trying to connect you. HK Oil and Gas, how can I help?
I wanted to speak to Diana Wong.
Her line is busy. Would you like to hold?
No, thanks. I'll call later.
2.
HK Oil and Gas, how can I help you?
Could I speak to Diana Wong, please?
Certainly. I'll put you through. I'm sorry, sir, but there is no reply from her office.
Do you have her mobile number by any chance?
Yes, I think we do. Let me see. It's 04345, then 4631.
Thanks very much.
3.
Hello, sales department, Diana Wong's phone.
Is that you, Diana?
Sorry, but Diana's out of the office today.
When are you expecting her back?
Tomorrow. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. Could you tell her Jordi Marrero rang? I'd like to see her on Friday. My direct line is 663-4562.
Okay, I'll give her the message. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for your help. Bye.
Bye.
4.
Hello. Is that Diana Wong?
I'm sorry, you've got the wrong extension. She's in the sales department.
Could you transfer me to her?
Yes, of course. Hold the line, I'll transfer you.
Hello?
Is that Diana?
Speaking.
Hi, it's Jordi Marrero.
Tape script 47. 1.
I'm arriving in Hong Kong on Friday.
2.
Where's he staying?
3.
When's she due back?
4.
You're welcome.
5.
No thanks. I'll call back later.
6.
I'm afraid she's out this afternoon.
7.
He's in a meeting this morning.
8.
He's got a meeting this morning.
Tape script 48. 1.
This is a message for Miss Diana Wong. It is May the 26th at 7:30. This is Suntour's Travel. Your ticket for Manila is ready. We'll put it in the mail for you tomorrow.
2.
Mrs. Wong, this is Patricia Lopez. I'm calling to cancel our dinner on the 9th of June. I have to go to Australia that week. My apologies.
3.
Hello, Diana. This is James Lee. Could you call me back this afternoon? It's now 3 p.m. on the 27th of May. My number is 452-98577. Bye.
4.
Hi, Diana. This is Jordi Marrero. I am at the Royal Garden Hotel. Please call me today, Friday, May the 27th, before 9 p.m. My number is 453-498-23.
Tape script 49. 1.
Hello, Erica. This is Natasha.
Natasha! What a surprise! I didn't think you were coming this year. How are you?
I'm fine. What about you? When did you get here?
Oh, about an hour ago. It would be great to see you. Can we meet up?
Well, let me see. Are you free tomorrow evening?
Well, I'm going to the dinner.
Okay. Well, are you doing anything afterwards? We could meet up then.
Yes, that would be nice.
What time do you think you'll be free?
Is 10:30 okay?
Sounds good. Let's meet at the restaurant at 10:30.
Okay, 10:30 tomorrow then. I look forward to it. Bye.
2.
Hello, Michael Stefansson speaking.
Hello, Mr. Stefansson. My name is Natasha Hall. I work for Roche.
Oh, yes, Miss Hall. I know your work. What can I do for you?
I'm working on a project which might interest you. Would it be possible to meet?
Certainly. When would be convenient?
Wednesday would suit me.
I'm afraid I'm giving a paper on Wednesday morning.
What about the evening?
I'm going to the jazz concert at 10. Could we make it before dinner?
Yes, is 7 all right?
That sounds fine. So that's 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Shall we meet in the lobby?
That's fine with me. I look forward to meeting you.
I look forward to meeting you too. Thank you for calling.
3.
Hello?
Hello. Could I speak to Dr. Jung, please?
Speaking.
This is Natasha Hall. I don't know if you remember me. We met last year.
Oh, yes. Of course I remember. It was in Berlin, wasn't it? I can't believe that was a year ago. So, how are things with you?
Everything is fine. I was wondering if you would like to meet up.
That would be nice. Are you doing anything tomorrow evening?
I'm sorry, I've got something else on tomorrow. Are you free this evening?
Yes, I am. Is 9 o'clock okay?
That's fine. Downstairs in the bar at 9. It'll be nice to see you again.
Lovely. See you then. Thanks for calling.
4.
Hello, is that Ms. Aoki?
Speaking.
This is Natasha Hall. I'm calling to confirm our appointment on Wednesday.
Oh, I'm glad you called. I have a problem on Wednesday. I have another engagement. Could we cancel our meeting? Could we meet at another time?
Of course. When would be convenient for you?
I'm free on Thursday at lunchtime.
Could we have lunch together?
That would be nice. Shall we meet in the restaurant at 12:30?
That's fine. So that's Thursday the 6th at 12:30. I look forward to meeting you.
Thank you for calling. Bye.
Bye.
Tape script 50.
Hello, Mr. Stefansson. This is Natasha Hall again.
Hello, Ms. Hall. What can I do for you?
We have an appointment tomorrow at 7. Would it be possible to change it?
Yes, I think so. What time would suit you?
Could we bring it forward a couple of hours?
5 o'clock. I'm afraid I'm busy.
Could we postpone it to Friday?
I'm going on the tour of New Orleans in the morning. Are you doing anything in the afternoon?
I'm afraid I'm leaving for Washington at 3. How about another day? Are you free on Thursday?
On Thursday morning, yes.
I'm free before 9. How about breakfast?
That will be fine. 8 o'clock in the coffee shop.
Fine. So that's 8 o'clock on the 6th, then.
End of side 2.